Quite a ways back, we passed through the town of Govardhan, and we took our second bath in Manasi Ganga. That was Manasi Ganga that overflooded the pathway there. So we got two baths in Manasi Ganga today. Now this place where we're sitting now, this is known as Udhavkund. Now ordinarily when we do Prikrama, we reach here in the in the hot sun, because you see this, we saw this last stretch. This last stretch was pretty lonely, except for all the Vaishnavas were there. So we usually get here, we're hot and exhausted, the sun is beating down. And behind here, there's a beautiful kund called Udhavkund. If it wasn't so dark, you would see we're only about 200 yards away from our destination, 200 meters. You just go past Udhavkund. I don't know if you can see in the dark, this tower is a Kusum Sarovar. We're on the back side of Kusum Sarovar. Our buses are just 200 meters away. But still, we have a few more kilometers to go. So anyway, we usually get to this kund. Now this kund is a magic kund. We usually get here, the sun is beating down, it's hot, everyone's tired. This is a much smaller group, so we all jump in this kund, and it's a magic kund. As soon as you touch this water, you're ready to start all over again. You're ready to do a whole other prikrama after you touch this water. It's a very magical kund. Unfortunately, it's very small. I don't think more than 200 of us could fit in, not to speak of 800. But we saw Kusum Sarovar, or we pointed out there, the Udhav Mandir, because in this area, Udhav is living as grass, and also in this place, he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Udhav Kund is in commemoration of that. That was in the Bhagavat Sapta. What would you say? That was a Bhagavat Masa? 1 month, 30 days. He spoke to the queens of Dwarka and some of the residents of Hastinapur who had come. Everyone except Maharaj Prakshit. He sent Maharaj Prakshit away. You go. You have to take care of Kali. He said, wait a minute, I also want to hear. He said, you'll hear it, but I'll do in 30 days. Sukadeva Goswami will do for you in 7 days. But now you have to go take care of that Kali. So here all the queens and residents of Hastinapur, they heard about Krishna Leela from the lips of Udhavji, and they achieved Krishna Prem. Because they were all in Viraha, they were in separation. But simply by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, their separation was relieved and they all achieved Krishna Prem. Unfortunately tonight the temple is closed, but the pujari here, his name is also Giriraj. We're sitting here beside Giriraj, on both sides. One side is Giriraj Maharaj, other side is Giriraj Maharaj. This is transcendental sandwich. Giriraj on one side, Giriraj on the other side, in the middle we have Radhanath and Nitabandhu. Anyway, this Pujari, his name is Giriraj. Why? Pujari is not here tonight, but his name is Giriraj. He's my very, very good friend. His mother was also my very good friend. Now he told me that his father did 5,000 Giriraj Prakamas just to get him as a son. He couldn't get any son, and he vowed, I will do Giriraj Prakama until I get son. Of course, we're not doing Giriraj Prakama to get a son. But anyway, you just imagine 5,000 Giriraj Prakamas. So when he finally got son, then he named him Giriraj. So he's a very, very nice fellow here who takes care of this temple. So here in this place, we can also pray to Uddhavji that we can also somehow or other achieve the mercy of Krishna. We've been going how many hours now?
14.
All right, so 12 hours we've been going on this prakrama. So we can pray that somehow or other we get the highest. We're not interested in getting sun, we're interested in getting Krishna praying. That is, at least that should be our interest. That is why we've been doing this prakrama. That is why we're visiting all these holy places. That is why we're associating with so many wonderful devotees like Giriraj Maharaj and Radhanath Maharaj and Vijay Prabhu and so many wonderful devotees here. Dhanaraj Swami was also here. And Jai Vika Maharaj, and he had to leave us, but he's still with us. So by all these things, chanting, you see, we were discussing the other day the 5 most important processes of devotional service. So this prakrama, that's all we do, isn't it? We chant the holy name, we're associating with the devotees. Whatever Krishna Katha we're doing, that's the same as Srimad Bhagavatam. Most of it is from Srimad Bhagavatam. We're seeing so many wonderful deities like Lota Baba, and we see all these Giriraj deities. We just saw Nanda Baba, Yasoda, and Krishna Baldao. And most important, 5th one, we're doing Vrindavan Vas. So our whole prakrama is just these 5 things. We have no other duty. Just to do the... This is just... We're just 10 days, we're doing... Just imagine. That's all this prakrama is about. 5 most important processes of devotional service. Completely authorized by Rupa Goswami. So very soon, we'll enter into Radhakund. We were just at the Poonch a little while ago, at the tail of Govardhan. Now Radhakund and Shyamakund, they're the 2 eyes of Giriraj. So now we've come to the other extreme, where a little ways away, we'll enter into the highest place in all existence. We won't be able to see much tonight, but we're discussing how we can come back some other time and see in detail, because Radhakund, in order to do justice to Radhakund, you have to have a whole day by itself. You can't be done as part of Giriraj Prakrama. I mean, we go around, we circumambulate, but to see the multitude of transcendental places that exist within Radhakund, you need just one day just for that. So tonight we will see the beautiful Radhakund in the starlit night and circumambulate Radhakund and Shyamakund. When we come out of Shyamakund, it's 2 more kilometers to those buses. Then we'll finish our prakrama at Kusumshuru. Is everyone ready to go?
Yeah.
Maharaj wants to say something. So they want to say, let's go.
Karni is most dear and beloved by Krishna. And similarly, the lake known as Radhakund is equally dear and loved by Krishna. Because the waters of Sri Radhakund are filled by the love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. And anyone who bathes in Sri Radhakund, even once, receives the mercy of Sri Radharani's love. Therefore, our holy scriptures and acharyas have acclaimed that Sri Radhakund is the holiest of all holy places in all of existence. Is everyone able to hear?
Not everyone can hear in the
Hare Krishna.
Only one.
What is the time now?
9:40.
We started the parikrama at 7:30. So it has been 14 hours at this time. We will come back to Sri Radhakund during our Braj Yatra. With Sri Radharani's mercy, of course, in the daylight. We will speak more extensively about this very important transcendental subject matter. But Srila Rupa Goswami explains that within this universe, the earth planet is the holiest place, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in his original form as Krishna once in every day of Brahma. Within the earth planet, India, Bharatvarsha, is the most holy place, because so many avatars have come and taken their appearance in this land of India. In all of India, Mathura Mandal is the holiest place, because it is the place where the source of all avatars, Krishna, has appeared. In all of Vrindavan forest, Govardhan is the best place, because at Govardhan hill, Krishna and gopis and Krishna and his gopas enjoy the most intimate loving pastimes. And at Govardhan, the most holy of all places is Sri Radhakund and Shyamakund, because that is where Srimati Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna perform their most super excellent pastimes of spiritual love. And he exhibited the highest standards of pure devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada's own transcendental vision revealed that this was the place which is the summit of all holy spots in the whole universe, Radha Kund and Shyamakund. Around Shyamakund and Radha Kund, Janava Devi performed her bhajan. Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami would come here often. Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita here. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they also had a place of residence here. In fact, this is the holy place that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed Srila Prabhupada, if you get money, print books. That instruction is the basis of the Hare Krishna movement, therefore the basis of our lives. So this evening, we will circumambulate Sri Radha Kund and Shyamakund. In this holy spot, we should be very, very devotionally praying to Srimati Radharani, to Lord Sri Shyam Sundar, our Guru, the Vaishnavas and the Acharyas, for their causeless mercy, that our hearts can become pure, humble and simple with Krishna consciousness. And then again we will come back with 800 people. It will be quite an interesting experience going through the tiny lanes of Radha Kund, seeing the many, many holy places. But I think we could do it. Maybe tomorrow or one of these days. So now we will continue our kirtan around Sri Radha Kund and Shyamakund.
This is we're all sitting here. And generally we don't come this side when we do Prakam of Radha Kund. But there's a very special spot ahead of us that gives us hope that we can get the mercy of Radharani. As we start our prakama again, we'll pass a lake on the right side. That is known as Shivakur. So Shiva, as opposed to Shiva, Shiva means jackal. And Kor, this comes from in Bengal, wherever there's a what we call kums here, there they call pukur. So gradually the Brijbasis have changed it to Pukor and finally to just Kor. So this is the lake of the jackal. And what is the lake of a jackal doing in Radha Kund? What happened was this she-jackal used to live here. And one day the children, they saw this jackal. Now nobody likes jackals. So they just began throwing sticks and stones and mud and everything at her. So finally she was so frightened, she ran into a hole in the ground. When she ran into the hole in the ground, these children just stuffed the entrance of that hole with all kinds of dry brush and sticks and branches, and they set it on fire. And she was just screaming and crying. And somebody ran to Radharani and said, how is it possible that someone in your holy dham is suffering so much? And Radharani, she's filled, she is compassion for Sanatai, Karun. She immediately ran to that spot, put out the fire, pulled out the jackal and turned her into a gopi. So this Shiva Kor is the place where even the she-jackal got the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Therefore this is the place where they perform the antim sanskar of anybody who dies in Radha Kund. They're burned on the banks of this, because if even a she-jackal could get the mercy of Radharani in that place, then at the last moment, maybe somehow Radharani will give her mercy to us. So this is a very, very special place we're just about to pass on the right side. Jai Jai Jai.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami took up the service of excavating Radhakund and Shyamakund. And those of you who are visiting for the first time will see that Radhakund is in a very regular, straight, rectangular shape, whereas Shyamakund has different angles going in and out. The history is that after Raghunath Das Goswami excavated Radhakund, when he was about to excavate Shyamakund, the five Pandavas came to him in a dream and revealed that they were standing as five trees on the banks of Shyamakund performing austerities in devotional service, and that he should allow them to continue their austerities there. So the Shyamakund is in an irregular shape to allow the trees, which were actually the Pandavas, to remain standing. Hare Krishna.
Oh, Giriraj Maharaj Ki
Jai! Srinivanda Prabhu, I have one question for you. According to your Shastric knowledge, what is the hope for a he-jackal? Your prayers is our only hope. So now it is time for all the he jackals and she jackals to pray for the mercy of Sri Radha, as we are circumambulating Sri Radha. Srila Prabhupada Ki!
Let us honor him by together chanting his pranam mantra. Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshaya Ramodaye Yudhanambara Ramodaye Parambodaye Yudhu Namaha Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe Radhe
Radhe Radhe
shaking the earth. It was like an earthquake. His tail was in the clouds. His horns were like death personified. His eyes were red with anger. The heat coming out of his nostrils was burning the entire universe. This terrible Aristasura came to destroy Krishna and the order of Kamsa. At that time, Krishna challenged Aristasura to fight. He grabbed him by the horns and threw him a long way. Aristasura came up again, more angry than ever. At that time, Krishna flipped him over and kicked him and kicked him and kicked him until the demon was dead. At that time, Krishna met with the gopis of Vrindavan headed by Srimati Radharani. And gopis said that, "Dear Krishna, you are contaminated by the sin of killing a bull. We cannot be touched by you or even associate with you any longer." Krishna said, "But this bull was a great asura. But still,
He was a bull. Bull is the very emblem of religion. You will have to take your bath in all the holy places throughout the entire universe to purify yourself before we will associate with you again. So Krishna, with the heel of his foot, he dug a hole in the ground, and he called all the holy places in the entire universe to come. Each of the holy places came in a personified form and announced their particular presence and filled that kund, which became known as Shama Kund. Krishna told Sri Radharani and Gopis, you have performed a great sin because you have sided with a demon. Therefore, you have to bathe yourselves in the holy places. So Sri Radharani and Gopis, they began to break their bangles and dig hole in the ground just here. They refused to bathe in Krishna's kund because they said that your kund, you have washed and left the sins of killing a bull. So we will build our own kund. Krishna said, where will you get the water from? So Sri Radharani had her gopis make a long, long line, millions of gopis, all the way to Manasi Ganga, and they were passing the water all the way here. At that time, by the desire of Krishna, the personification of all the holy places came before Srimati Radharani with folded palms and tears in his eyes, and begged Srimati Radharani, please grant us the ultimate blessing of allowing us to serve you by filling your kund with our water. For the pleasure of Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Radharani agreed, and the water of Sri Shama Kund rose up and entered to fill the waters of Sri Radha Kund. Lord Sri Krishna told Sri Radharani that this Radha Kund is as dear and beloved to me as you. And anyone who respectfully bathes in this Sri Radha Kund will gain the same type of love that you have for me. This wonderful story was worshipped by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is worshipped by all of our acharyas. Therefore, we worship Sri Radha Kund as the holy lake filled with the love of Srimati Radharani. On Radhastami, we all bathe Srimati Radharani by performing Abhishek. On Bahulastami, at midnight, which is the time that Sri Radha Kund appeared, Sri Radharani reciprocates by bathing all of her own devotees. So at this time, with great reverence, we should take our bath in Sri Radha Kund. One time in the early 70s, devotees started jumping and swimming in Sri Radha Kund. And Srila Prabhupada was very unhappy and disappointed. This is such a reverential place, such a highly esteemed and sacred place. It is none different than Sri Radharani. It is Sri Radharani's love in liquid form. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada taught us how he wanted us to respect Sri Radharani by very, very respectfully, in a prayerful mood, bowing down before her, sprinkling 3 drops of water on our heads, and taking the achman to purify our hearts. How fortunate we are on this most auspicious day of Govardhan Puja to be here in the association of so many sincere devotees. Now for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, according to his will, let us all very, very prayerfully offer our most humble obeisances to Sri Radha Kund and pray for her blessing that we can become
a truly humble, loving servant of the servant, of her servant. Hare Krishna.
Maraha Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Has everyone arrived safely? Anyone who has not arrived safely, please say Hari Bol. Hari Bol. We have, by the mercy of Shri Giriraj Govardhan, completed our Shri Govardhan Puja Parikrama. What time is it now?
11:30.
Hare Krishna. Huh?
15 hours.
Hare Krishna. 16,
I think.
We have 16. Please forgive us if we have caused any inconvenience to anyone. Please forgive us if we have made you too tired by keeping you up so late. But it is a very purifying experience. So we should be grateful for some inconvenience if it helps to purify our heart. The fruit of the Parikrama of Govardhan Hill, as Srila Prabhupada desired, is that it increases our desire and enthusiasm to practice very sincerely the principles of Krishna consciousness as he has so mercifully taught us on behalf of the great acharyas of our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. It will be very auspicious if we end this parikrama by praying at the feet of the Vaishnavas to mercifully allow us to engage in their service, to pray at the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev and our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, that we may never ever ever leave the dust of his lotus feet, and that we may pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to always give us greater and greater opportunities to serve them with humility and devotion. I would like to thank all of you very, very much for so enthusiastically and sincerely participating in this wonderful service that we have offered to Sri Guru and Gauranga. I'd like to ask Giriraj Maharaj and Dinabandhu Prabhu to speak a few words to close our Govardhan Parikrama.
Many things have been said about Giri Govardhan and the various holy places we visited. But one of the most important factors in the whole parikrama was the holy name. And I would like to thank all the devotees for so nicely singing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as we made our way around Govardhan Hill. Dinabandhu Prabhu rightly stated that all of the five most potent forms of devotional service are practiced on the parikrama. But Lord Chaitanya has explained that of all the types of devotional service, 64, 9, 5, 3, the one most important practice is the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And I thank you all for such nice chanting of Hare Krishna, which was our constant companion in our parikrama today. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So after Giriraj Prakrama, one feels completely exhausted. But at the same time, there's such an ecstasy within the heart. It feels like at least 50 kilos has been taken off our shoulders. And it feels like our heart is shining like that moon that's not present here tonight. It's always totally, Giriraj Prakrama is a totally amazing experience. But as Giriraj Maharaj said, it became even more sweet by the chanting of the holy name. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita, what does it say? Nava-vida bhakti purna nama hoite haya. Nava-vida bhakti purna nama hoite. There's nine processes devotional service. But even there, there's a Sravanam Kirtanam, but that Kirtanam can also mean just speaking the glories of Krishna. But all of these processes become perfect when there is Nam Sankirtan. Navabhida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite Hai. When Nam Sankirtan is there. Therefore, in the purport of that verse, Srila Prabhupada says, therefore, in our Krishna conscious movement, we accompany all our activities, whether it be deity worship or fire sacrifice or anything, it is begun and ended with Nam Sankirtan. And there's no better way to do Giriraj Prakrama than accompanied by Nam Sankirtan. So I also want to thank you. Every time I come with you all, it's the most amazing experience. I can tell I'm getting older, I'm totally wiped out. But still, I want to thank all of the wonderful Vaishnavas who made this such a memorable experience. And simply attracted by your attachment to chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare.
And I want to thank also Giriraj Maharaj for accompanying us today, giving us his very blissful association. And of course, Dhanaraj Swami is not here to thank, but he also contributed so much. And we're also very sorry that Jayadvaita Maharaj had to leave this holy dham before he could complete the parikrama, but we also like to thank him for accompanying us as much as he possibly could. And we all want to thank His Holiness Radhanath Swami, by whose grace this whole thing has happened today. Radhanath Swami ki! And we want to thank all of the wonderful Vaishnavas who made this such a memorable prakrama. Ananta Kavi Vaishnavinda ki Shavaloka ki.
Vijay Prabhu, you are here somewhere?
Oh yeah, Vijay.
Can you please come? Vijay Prabhu is the senior most book distributor in the whole International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Is still dedicated full-time to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. He's a legend in his own times. In order to perform this service so many years as he is, one has to be completely humble and sincerely attached to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Could you kindly speak something to Father devotees?
This has been a very, very ecstatic experience. And now when I distribute books, I'm inviting people to come and experience this bliss. Everybody's out there trying to enjoy it. It's horrible. It's just, everybody's just bewildered by the modes of material nature. Everybody's in Maya out there in the material world, trying to enjoy. But this is the real pleasure, to associate with the devotees, to chant the holy name of Krishna, take Krishna prasadam. Like one time someone asked Prabhupada, what do you do recreation? What is your recreation? And Prabhupada said, well, we're chanting, we're dancing, we're taking prasadam. Our whole life is recreation. So you could see that here on this festival. I mean, I'm so impressed by Radhanath Swami. Here we've been doing this all day long, and he's at the end. He's got more energy than anybody else. This is amazing. And Giriraj Swami as well, and Dina Bandhu Prabhu. I mean, where do you see in the world 48, 50-year-old people dancing all day long and singing? This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I want to thank you very much for your association. Hare Krishna.
So let us now conclude the parikrama by offering our prostrated and prayerful obeisances to Sri Giriraj Maharaj, Govardhan Hill, and after that to offer our obeisances to the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas.
First of all, I'd like to welcome this very glorious, illustrious servant to the Prabhupada of Vaishnavas, His Holiness Srila Sachinanda Maharaj.
You are destroying me by hurry going to this person who tries to become more humble than the straw in the street. Please bless me to become humble. Hare Krishna.
Let us bless him by saying Hare Krishna. Holy of all holy places, Shivata Kund. The most elevated of all spiritual abodes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have spoken with him yesterday, but I think it was that we could not hear. Is that able to hear now? Shivaya Kuran begins in the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan. Shivaya Kuran is the favorite meeting place of Shri Shivaya Krishna. And their group was just conscientious. The steps of the gods of Radha Kuran are covered with the most beautiful and precious spiritual jewels. In a beautiful grove of the most auspicious cult of Riksha tree. Out of the cosmic mercy of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, when they descended, they also brought with them many of their most confidential associates. Sri Vrindavan Dham itself, Govardhan, and Sri Radha. Sri Radha Kund is existing in the spiritual world eternally and has descended into this world only to attract us to the all-merciful, loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. When Krishna descended about 5,000 years ago, as he does every 4,320,000,000 years, Kamsa was very much beautiful. Narada Muni had informed Kamsa that Krishna is the eighth son of Devaki. Kamsa was very much fearful in his Krishna consciousness, constantly thinking of Krishna. So the last demons he sent to Vrindavan, Keshi, Romasura, Aristasura was a terrible, terrible bull. You see these little bulls? And usually we are very much fearful when we see a bull coming down the street. And these bulls are only 5-6 feet tall. But Aristasura, he was a bull. The hump on his back was like a Himalayan mountain peak. The clouds were hovering around it. He was so massive in size. A bull the size of a gigantic mountain. He came charging into Vrindavan, his eyes red with anger. Terrible burning heat coming out of the holes of his nose. He was roaring terribly. As he was galloping with his strong hooves, the entire earth was shaking as if an earthquake. Ladies and cows who were pregnant were having miscarriages. All inauspiciousness was permeating the entire Vrajadham. Aristasura created so much fear. When the Vrijavasis felt the earth shaking and saw this massive mountainous bull charging in with his horns down, they ran to Krishna and prayed, "Krishna, Krishna, please save us. We are your surrendered devotees." Krishna came before Aristasura and he said, "You can sit on this one. This is especially designated for your comfort." Krishna said, "You lowest among sinful creatures dare to disturb my devotees, the inhabitants of Vrindavan? I challenge you to fight." Aristasura, more angry than ever, charged at Krishna, who effortlessly, with his beautiful, tiny lotus hands, took these massive horns of Aristasura and flipped him over. Aristasura fell to the ground. He was perspiring
He was breathing heavy and hot, more outraged than ever before. He got up and started tearing the earth apart with his foot. And he charged at Krishna with all of his strength. Krishna playfully took Aristasura by the horns and again flipped him over to the ground. Then with his very soft lotus feet, which are described softer than fresh leaves to his devotees, he began to kick Aristasura. He kicked and kicked and kicked, just like one wrings out a wet sponge. And just by these beautiful lotus kicks of Krishna, Aristasura, his legs were violently moving back and forth. Stool and urine simultaneously came out of his body. His eyeballs started bulging from his sockets. And he left this world by the mercy of Sri Krishna. After that, this place that we are sitting is called Arishtagram or Aritagram, because it is the place where Krishna killed Arishtasura. Meanwhile, the gopis, they said to Krishna that you have created a great sin, greatest sin. You killed a male cow. We pray to Krishna, Namo Pramanya Devaya Go Pramanya Hitaya Chandra Vanyataya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo. Krishna is very much favorable to the cows and the Brahmins. They are so dear to him. In fact, the bull is the very principle of religion. You killed a bull. Krishna replied, this was not just a bull, it was a demon, Kamsa sent him. He was our enemy. He came to destroy all of us. It doesn't matter. He was a bull and you killed him. Therefore, we do not want to associate with you because you become like what you associate with. We don't want to become sinful. If you want to be with us, you have to take your bath in all the holy places throughout the entire universe. Krishna, to please gopis, with his heel of his foot, he made a hole in the ground, just here. And then he called all the holy places from all over the universe to come and fill that kund that he had just made. Then Krishna said to Sri Radharani and gopis that you have committed a sin, you are contaminated, because you took the side of a demon. Even though he was a bull, still he was a demon. So you must bathe in my kund if you want to become purified of all your sins. The gopi said, how will we bathe in your kund? Your kund is contaminated by the sin of killing a bull. We will make our own kund. So the gopis took their bangles and started digging the ground just here with their bangles and made nice hole. And then Krishna said, where are you going to get the water for your kund? So Sri Radharani had a line of hundreds and hundreds and thousands of gopis. They lined all the way from here to Sri Manasi Ganga. And they were passing buckets back to this place by the millions. When Krishna saw this, he indicated to the holy places. And they all came together in one form. The personification of all holy places of the universe. He came before Srimati Radharani with folded hands and tears flowing from his eyes and said, please, Srimati Radharani, you are our supreme most worshipable object of love. You are the goal of our life. Please grant us one benediction. We pray to you. Let us fill your kund with our water.
Srimati Radharani, knowing this would please Lord Krishna, she said yes. At that time, the water from Shamakund overflooded and filled Sri Radhakund. And Lord Sri Krishna, in great happiness, he said to Srimati Radharani, of all gopis, Srimati Radharani is most dear to me. And similarly, Sri Radhakund is equally dear to me as Srimati Radharani. And anyone who takes their bath in Sri Radhakund, even one time, will get that same type of love of Srimati Radharani. In fact, Radhakund is filled with the love of Radha for Krishna, and Shamakund is filled with the love of Krishna for Srimati Radharani. Their love took liquid and nectarine form. And when we are bathing in Shamakund and Radhakund, we should have this faith. This is the very love of Radha and Krishna, the ultimate love which is the source of all love in all of existence, that we are dropping upon our heads or covering our bodies with the cosmos and ourselves. As the years when Vajrana, the great grandson of Krishna, excavated Radhakund and Shamakund, just after Lord Sri Krishna left this world. But as the millenniums passed, they were lost. This is the nature of time. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan in the year 1514, it was one of his great desires to bathe in Sri Radhakund and Shamakund and rebuild this holy place to the world. He was searching. He came to the village of Arika Gram. He began to ask the local people, where is Sri Shamakund and Radhakund that is glorified in the holy Puranas? The people, they didn't know anything about these kunds. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to see in a paddy field two small ponds of water, and he realized this is Shamakund and Radhakund. The place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting when he first saw these two kunds is still here. There is a tamal tree. We will visit that place in just a few minutes. From there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered Radhakund and Shamakund. He bathed in the waters in great ecstatic love. The local people were amazed. Why this beautiful golden sannyasi is bathing in these two insignificant puddles in the middle of a rice field? And they were thinking, this beautiful golden sannyasi is attracting our hearts just as Krishna. Just by seeing him is awakening our love for Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then worshipped Sri Radhakund by offering beautiful prayers found in the Puranas. Then with the mud of Radhakund, he put the tilak on the 12 parts of his body, and he kept a portion of that mud to carry with him wherever he would go to worship it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent the six Goswamis to Vrindavan to excavate and reveal the glories of Vrindavan and Krishna's pastimes to the whole world. While living in Puri, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami came to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of Govardhan Maji Madar, the nephew of Hiranya Maji Madar. They were multimillionaires. He was the only son of both the fathers. He was the heir to the entire fortune. He had a beautiful wife, like an angel. He had the opulence, prestige of Indra. He was young, he was handsome, he had everything in life, but he left all of it. When he was a young boy, he associated with Haridas Thakur and saw Haridas Thakur chanting the holy names while living in a cave. Raghunath was living in the opulence of Indra,
and he was thinking, I want what this sadhu has in the cave. I want the great treasure of the chanting of the Hare Krishna. Swami tried to escape from home to go to Jagannath Puri with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But his parents had 11 guards constantly keeping him imprisoned by his household life. But ultimately, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and the Vaishnavas, he escaped and went to Jagannath Puri. There he became the very personification of the highest principles of renunciation, constantly chanting, constant tears flowing from his eyes in separation from Krishna, offering 2,000 obeisances to Vaishnavas, thousands of obeisances to the deities, 2 lakhs of the holy names every day. He followed these principles just like the lines in a stone which can never be changed under any circumstances in life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with his humility, his devotion, and his utter willingness to serve that he gave him his own most treasured possession, the Govardhan Shila, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally worshipped for 3 years continuously. It was always wet with the tears of Lord Chaitanya's eyes. He gave him that Shila and personally instructed Raghunath how to worship. Later, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, and Swarup Damodar Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami's immediate Shikshaguru, left this world. Raghunath Das Goswami decided, I don't want to live in this world without Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya or my Swarup Damodar. He came to Vrindavan to go to Govardhan Hill to jump down and die. But first he wanted to take the blessings of Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, who told him, we will give you blessings, but not to jump from Govardhan Hill, but every day to speak to us the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because you have heard from Swarup Damodar, you have seen his Antya Leela. So by the mercy of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami came here to the banks of Sri Radha Kund. One day he was thinking that Radha Kund, Shama Kund, it was only at the time, each kund was 12 feet by 12 feet in size. He was thinking it would be very nice to excavate and glory and to glorify this holy place. But then he was thinking, why am I thinking these material thoughts? At the same time, there was a very, very wealthy merchant who went to Badrinath. He wanted to give a great fortune to Badri Vishal, the merchant there. The night before he was going to turn over his wealth to Sri Badrinath in Badrikashram, Lord Narayan appeared to this Sampana, that was his name, and said, you should give your fortune to Shiva Raghunath Das Goswami at Radha Kund near Govardhan in Vrindavan. So he came down from the Himalayas and said to Raghunath Das Goswami, I have this money, what should I do? I want to give it to you. It is the will of Krishna. So Raghunath Das Goswami told him to excavate Shama Kund and Radha Kund. Beautiful, as we see it now. Radha Kund was first excavated. Then they started excavating Shama Kund. But one night, Raghunath Das Goswami had a dream. In this dream, Maharaj Yudhisthira appeared to him. He said, myself and my 4 brothers are residing on the banks of Shama Kund in the form of trees in meditation on Radha and Krishna's Leela. Please do not cut us down. So Raghunath Das Goswami told the excavator, leave these five trees. And it is for this reason, as His Holiness Giridharaj Maharaj has so nicely explained last night, that Shamakund is not shaped in a square way, out of Raghunath Das Goswami's great respect and veneration for Vaishnava. One day, Raghunath was thinking, Raghunath Das Goswami, that people are washing their clothes in Radhakund. They are washing out their mouths and their utensils in Radhakund. Perhaps we should dig another well where there be an alternative water supply. So they began to dig a well. And as they were digging, blood came from a piece of stone. This was reported to Raghunath Das Goswami. He said, stop digging this well. That night, Giriraj Sri Krishna appeared to Raghunath Das Goswami and explained, the Govardhan Hill is not different than my own body, and you have struck my tongue. This is the tongue of Govardhan. Take the tongue out, put it in a temple, and worship it with Abhishek of Sri Radha Kunda. We will see in a few minutes that beautiful little temple that Raghunath Das Goswami established to worship the tongue of Govardhan. Every day Raghunath Das Goswami sat on the banks of Radha Kund and spoke for at least 3 hours on the beautiful pastimes and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of the great persons who heard this each day was Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was living in Bengal. He was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Miniketana Ramdas, a great devotee cowherd boy of Nityananda Prabhu, he came to his village. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother did not properly respect Miniketana Ramdas. Krishnadas was very disturbed with this. And his brother said, I accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as my worshipable Lord, but I cannot accept Nityananda. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, this is like the philosophy of half of a hen. That you want the back part, but not the front part. The whole hen is dead if you try to cut it in half. Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the two self-same person, the one self-same person in two bodies. You must accept both. But his brother did not accept, so he fell down. But because Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami defended a Vaishnava, Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in a dream in his beautiful, beautiful form as a cowherd boy and told him, oh Krishnadas, go to Vrindavan and all your desires will be fulfilled. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, immediately upon rising, without speaking anything to anyone, he left for Vrindavan. And every day he would hear on the banks of Shamakunda Radhakunda from Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. And it was here that Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in his old age, in his 90s, he had written the entire Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We will see that place. The Bhajanakutir of Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, where our Chaitanya Charitamrita is written. It is described of all the Vedic literatures. The essence of the Vedas is the Vedanta Sutra. Of the Vedanta Sutras, Veda Vyasa's own commentary is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence, the cream of all Vedas, the graduate study of all knowledge. But Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita begins where Srimad Bhagavatam ends. Bhagavad Gita begins, you are not this body. You must surrender to me by always remembering me. Srimad Bhagavatam begins from the point of total surrender to Krishna, always remembering Krishna, and culminates in the love of the gopis and Sri Radharani for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita begins from that point. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna experiencing the love of Sri Radharani and distributing the contents to the whole world through the chanting of the holy name. The Bhajan Kutir of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It was here that he wrote so many of his very, very, very profound commentaries of Srimad Bhagavatam and commentaries on the great literatures of the six Goswamis. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was the very embodiment of the Goswami's teachings in his very life. He lived at the time when Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur first came to Vrindavan. Bhakti was practically lost. There was decadence, there was sahajism, there was mayavad, there was so much depression, there was attacks coming from the Muslim army, soldiers. People were fearful and confused. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur fearlessly came forward and established the purest and highest principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and created a renaissance of Gaudiya Vaishnavas right here at the banks of Shyamakund and Radhakund. Also we will see the Bhajan Kutir of Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. We will find just close outside of this door is the place where Janava Devi, the consort of Nityananda Prabhu, would sit. Janava Devi is the she is the non-different form of Ananda Manjri, the younger sister of Sri Radharani. And in the center of Radha Kund, she has her own kunja, which is made out of beautiful crystal. Janava Devi would sit just under this tree. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, it explains, under that tamal tree, one day Janava Devi had the beautiful darshan of Lord Gopina. And in honor of that, the deities in this temple are named Sri Sri Radha Gopina. Sri Radha Gopina. We will also find Sri Madhavendra Puri's sitting place, where he personally sat and worshipped Sri Radha Kund and Shyamal Kund in these little puddles in the rice field during his Govardhan Parikrama. Around Radha Kund and Shyamal Kund there are eight kunjas of the eight Sakis and the eight Sakas of Radha and Krishna. And especially we are very much meditating on the instruction that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave to Srila Prabhupada here right on the banks of Sri Radha Kund, where the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's essential teachings is manifesting to the world at Radha Kund. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave Srila Prabhupada this instruction. Print books. Distribute books. Srila Prabhupada took the nectar of the ecstasy of Sri Radha Kund and put it in his books and distributed all over the world by the millions and millions and millions. And what is the real way of understanding what is the holy land of Vrindavan? What is Govardhan? What is Radha Kund and Shyamal Kund? It is not just a mountain or some pools of water. It is the pure spiritual substance which is descended by the mercy of Krishna. We can only realize it to the degree we are following Krishna's teachings with a pure heart, in a spirit of service and surrender. These holy places will be revealed to us exactly in accordance to how we follow the principal verse of Shikshastaka. Srinagati Sunite By being a great renunciate, giving up eating and sleeping, you do not understand what is Radha Kund and Shama Kund. By studying and scrutinizingly analyzing the scriptures and by speaking eloquently, by memorizing hundreds and thousands of slokas, you will not understand what is Krishna consciousness. It is revealed only when we are utterly humble and sincere with the desire to serve. It is only when we call out the name of Krishna with no offense, but with strong attachment to being the servant of the servant of the servant. So in this way, we are praying at Sri Radha Kunda Shandakunda. Please, by your mercy, O great Vaishnava Acharyas, who are eternally residing here, please grant me the service of your servants and let me forever chant your holy name. Two such, three such glorious servants here today. We would first like to request that you end up with Maharaj. After all these good exalted Vaishnavas speak,
he is a wonderful place.
After they speak, then we will go around. It will be very difficult to speak anything at any of the places, because each place is quite small. So we will just pass each place, that you will understand from these narrations the significance. Satchinanda Maharaj ki. We are so happy to be with you again, Maharaj.
Danga Maharaj, can I request you to please open this book? Adi 10? 10.
Text 91.
Yeah. Everyone remembers Maharaj from Mayapur? Straw between my teeth, I must say you are our life and soul. We are just trying to find quotation from the scripture. And Maharaj needs glasses. Can you want to try this? If I read it.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutaye Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanami Namaste Sarasvati Deve Kaurabhani Pradhani Nirvishe to address you here at the sacred Samadhi shrine of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. It is very befitting that we start our entry into the sacred Dharam, Sri Radha Kund and Sri Shyama Kund, here at the Samadhi of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Great Acharyas are especially present at their Samadhis, and great strength can be obtained by praying at the side of their Samadhis. In fact, the great Acharyas are ready to give us the blessings in these Samadhis. Let us therefore study a little bit of the teachings of Raghunath Das Goswami and of what we can glean from this for our own progression in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada once wrote, Vrindavan is actually experienced by persons who have stopped trying to derive pleasure from material sense enjoyment. When will my mind be cleansed of all hindrances so that I will be able to see Vrindavan? The teachings of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, in effect, all the six Goswamis, is to give up material sense enjoyment in order to experience the transcendental pleasure of Krishna consciousness. In very shocking terms, Raghunath Das Goswami addresses his mind and says, my dear mind, why are you hankering after name, fame and glory? This is like the urine which comes from a donkey, and you are so impudent that you bathe in this urine daily. You should better desire the nectarian waves of the loving pastimes of Sri Gandharvika and Girihari. Raghunath Das Goswami's life is described a little bit in the Adi Lila, chapter 10, text 91 and onwards, and I would like to read a little bit from this. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, the 46th branch of the tree, was one of the most dear servants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He left all his material possessions to surrender completely unto the Lord and live at his lotus feet. When Raghunath Das Goswami approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, the Lord entrusted him to the care of Swarup Damodar, his secretary. Thus they both engaged in the confidential service of the Lord. In other words, Raghunath Das Goswami became the Shiksha disciple of Swarup Damodar. The next verse describes what he did in Jagannath Puri. He rendered confidential service to the Lord for 16 years at Jagannath Puri, and after the disappearance of both the Lord and Swarup Damodar, he left Jagannath Puri and went to Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan, he felt so much grief stricken that he decided to commit suicide by jumping from Govardhan, but Sanatan and Rupa Goswami could dissuade him of this. Because Raghunath Das Goswami was an assistant to Swarup Damodar, he knew much about the external and internal features of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Thus the two brothers Rupa and Sanatan always used to hear of this from him. Can you imagine Raghunath Das Goswami giving a lecture and Rupa and Sanatan Goswami listening to them, telling, tell us more of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami, now listen to this. This is something encouraging for the Padayatris. Raghunathas Goswami gradually gave up all food and drink but a few drops of buttermilk. Those of you who come by this samadhi, if you can, there is a little cup where the buttermilk is kept, which Raghunathas Goswami used to drink. Obviously this is always filled again, and already 1 billion Vaishnavas have used the same spoon to pour a few drops of buttermilk in their anxious mouths. That's there. Manasa Seva. And for 3 hours a day he discussed about the character of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and many times it became 4 hours and sometimes even more. Sri Raghunathas Goswami took 3 baths daily in the Radha Kund lake. As soon as he found a Vaishnava residing in Vrindavan, he would embrace him and give him all respect. Now listen about his sleeping habit. He engaged himself in devotional service for more than 22.5 hours a day, and for less than 2 hours he slept. Although on some days that also was not possible. I think our Radhanath Maharaj is trying to prepare you for this. We are hearing after Radha Kund about you all following the example of going late to bed. I am struck with wonder when I hear about the devotional service he executed. I accept Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunathas Goswami as my guides. So this is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami saying, glorifying Srila Raghunathas Goswami. Srila Raghunathas Goswami talks about his spirit of renunciation by saying that actually Sanatana Goswami brought him to this extraordinary state of Vairagya. I was blinded, he says in Vilap Kusa Manjali, by ignorance, so I was unwilling to drink the nectar of devotion. But Sanatana made me drink the nectar of devotion, coupled with renunciation. We will discuss now a little bit about the meaning of Vairagya, or detachment for a devotee in Krishna consciousness. Raghunathas Goswami says that in the beginning he didn't want to drink this cup of renunciation, like many of us who abhor the thought to perform renunciation. But he said, this drink is so sweet because it is coupled with devotion and vairagya. Without devotion, vairagya or detachment is the most terrible thing in the universe. But with devotion, it is very pleasurable. Like here on this parikram, you are forced to drink from the cup of renunciation. If you have devotion and bhakti in your heart, it is a very nice flavored drink. But if there is no devotion and bhakti in the heart, then this vairagya becomes something which we are afraid of. Here on this your Vrindavan parikram, you can also drink this beautiful sweet drink of the devotion or vairagya coupled with devotion. This drink is very important because it can prepare you to become spiritually strong. Srila Prabhupada, he took this verse which I have just written, read to you, and he also he changed it a little bit and offered it as a glorification to his own sannyas guru, that you made me drink this cup of renunciation coupled with devotion. Now, as our Raghunath Maharaj has told us, Raghunath Das Goswami, renunciation, you know, drinking only buttermilk and sleeping only 1.5 hours and so on, was very strong. It was like lying carved in a stone. In other words, nothing could take it out. I want to ask the question, how strong is your renunciation? Each one of us should ask himself or herself the question, how strong is our renunciation? Only someone who renounces the illusory world of sense gratification can actually enter Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya, he came to teach this vairagya and vidya, detachment and spiritual knowledge. How strong are you in these two things? How strong is your vairagya and your spiritual knowledge? Very often, when a person starts his or her spiritual life, he is very strong in renunciation and spiritual knowledge, but then something happens on the way to heaven. Attachments creep up, desires for position and name and fame and glory come up, comforts come, like positions, cars, money, and so on and so forth. These things can destroy our spiritual life very easily. In this connection, there is an interesting story told by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur about a young man who received an order from his spiritual master to go and read Bhagavad Gita as his only sadhana. So he started to read the Bhagavad Gita, but after some time a mouse came and started to eat at the pages of the Bhagavad Gita, the pages were slowly disappearing. He was afraid, what will happen with my Gita if this mouse is not stopped his daily meal? I will not be able to follow the order of Guru Maharaj. So he went to a farmer and asked him, what to do? And the farmer said, simple, take this cat, the cat will chase away the mouse. Okay, he did it. But after 1 week he came back to the farmer and said, this cat always makes meow, meow, meow. What is this language? What does he want to tell me? Oh, said the farmer, you are very impractical. The cat needs milk. You need a cow. Take this beautiful cow so that your cat gets milk, and so that it is possible for the cat to chase away the mouse so that you can read your Bhagavad Gita. After some time, when the young monk had this arrangement, the neighbors complained, Sadhuji, the cow is always coming to our vegetable garden, eating sufficiently and nourishing itself. You must make a fence so that the cow keeps to your own property where you are sitting and doesn't eat away our vegetables. Oh, he said, but I just wanted to read the Bhagavad Gita. Now this gets too much. I don't want to become a great arranger and make a fence. No, you must. Well, but I can't, I must read. Then, if you don't want to do it yourself, said the neighbor, you must have a wife and get children. Here is Menaka in marriageable age. She can become your dear servant and produce other small servants with you. So the monk was a little overwhelmed. After all, if that was the only solution, then yes, he married. Then he produced a little servant, and it became necessary because Menaka was not satisfied with a simple life to earn some money and build a house. So one day there was a knocking, tak tak tak, at the door of the house, and our monk opened and saw his spiritual master. Where said the spiritual master? I told you to read the Bhagavad Gita. What is all this here? And he said, Yukta Vairagya. I need a house to have a child, to have a family, to take care of fencing and gardening and of keeping the cow, so that we can keep a cat, so that the mouse is chased away who wants to read my Bhagavad Gita. Haribol. This is what sometimes happens in the movement for Krishna consciousness. We want to attain a spiritual goal, but on the way we get subtly or grossly entangled again in material life. We must be very careful. We can only be sure that we will not make this mistake of entangling ourselves again if we have devotion in our heart. If there is no devotion in our heart, our vairagya will be very easily finished by the material energy, and we will fall down and become victims of maya again. Now, does this mean we should from today on imitate Raghunath Das Goswami? Each one of us should be satisfied with 1.5 hours of sleep and 1 glass of buttermilk only. In Madhya Leela, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs the Sannyas Guru, we can say, of Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, he says to Sanatan, make sure that you preach about the proper understanding of vairagya. Srila Prabhupada explained that for devotees in Krishna consciousness, this proper understanding of vairagya is very important. The proper understanding of vairagya in Krishna consciousness is to understand that everything belongs to the Lord, and that I should use whatever is favorable in the Lord's service, and in this way please the Lord. But please, when you apply this, what is called connected vairagya or yukta vairagya, do not make the mistake of the monk who entangled himself in the name of yukta vairagya. On this sacred place, we can meditate about Prabhupada's instruction that it is only possible to enter the Vrindavan and the spirit of Vrindavan if we follow the Goswamis and their teachings. Here today we can all pray to Raghunath Das Goswami that we will use our life in the spirit of Yukta Vairagya. We will use our education, we will use our glasses to read spiritual knowledge. We will use our intelligence to spread Krishna consciousness. We will use our hard-earned rupees, pesas, to spread the movement of Krishna consciousness. And if we use our all life and talent in Krishna service, in this way we will burn out all the sinful desires for material sense enjoyment, and we will couple this process by drinking the beautiful sweet drink of bhakti, of bhakti rasa, of bhakti rasamrita sindhu, the ocean of bhakti. In concluding, we should meditate that we are very, very fortunate to come today to Srimati Radharani's Kund. In Nectar of Devotion it is described how Srimati Radharani is the compassionate nature of Krishna. We may not so easily attain Krishna, but if we turn to Srimati Radharani, then Radharani will say, "My dear Krishna, here is this devotee. Please take him to your lotus feet." Prabhupada once said, "However great fool I am, if I turn to Radha, she will recommend me to Krishna, and in this way my life will be successful. Krishna will accept me." Srimati Radharani ki jai. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Shri Radha Shyama Kund ki jai.
About, and one difficulty is that everything is here at Radha Kund, the six Goswamis, the place of the most confidential pastimes, where the most intense love between Radha and Krishna is manifest. Also, as His Holiness Radhanath Swami mentioned, it's a very important place where at least one of the most important seeds of the Krishna consciousness movement was placed. There's also the house of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Our parampara is here. The Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also stayed here. And very nearby in a place called Suryakund, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji stayed. All the great acharyas in our line, the six Goswamis, had their residence here. So many things. But here somehow the inspiration of the Vaishnavas. Of course, Giriraj is here. Sachinandana. Radhanath. And all the assembled Vaishnavas. But somehow there's concentration here on Raghunath Das Goswami. And I think there's some significance, because he is the Priyojana Acharya. He is the teacher for the goal of life, which is Krishna praying. So I will also say something about Raghunath Das Goswami. The thing that comes to my mind is that when one develops prema bhakti or Krishna consciousness in his heart, this is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that there are six symptoms of pure devotional service. When you are practicing, even at the level of sadhana bhakti, without motive, trying to please Guru and Krishna, then the first thing that manifests is kleshagni. All the causes of distress go from one's heart. And as all the causes of distress, which is avidya or ignorance, which is the root cause, and sinful activity and sinful desires go from your heart, then automatically the second symptom manifests, which is called shubhada. Your life becomes auspicious. And one of these symptoms of one's life becoming auspicious is that one becomes very, very attractive, because there is no material desire in his heart. And this is described in the Sad Goswami Astakam. Krishna kirtana dharana dana karo prema mritam bolidhi dira dira jana piya piya karo nirmata rao bhujika sita tanya vipa Dira Janapriyo Vyakaro Niamatsaro Pujita. They were pleasing to both the gentle and the ruffians because they were not envious of anyone. We're only fearful of people. We only don't want to see people because we have material desires, and therefore we are competing with them. But when one is not competing, when one has realized the conclusion of the Bhagavatam, that there's nothing to be had in this material world, and only wants the service of Krishna, then he becomes attractive to everyone. Dharma kaitavotra paramo namatsaranam satam. Our philosophy is for namatsarana satam, for those who are pure in heart, because our philosophy will only give service to Krishna. There's nothing in our philosophy to promote you in the material world. And therefore the Srimad Bhagavatam is dharma projita kaitava. Anything that has this material consciousness is completely kicked out. So one who has realized that conclusion in his heart, he is loved and welcomed by everyone, whether he is a devotee or a non-devotee, gentle or a ruffian. It was described when Sanatan Goswami, when he would go from village to village, Srila Prabhupada described this, and he was so kind that he would listen to everyone's personal problems. Everyone would say whatever they would want, and he so much captured their hearts. It's described in Bhakti Ratnakar that when he would leave the village, all the village, every day he would go to a different place. All the Vrijavasis would be holding on to him and saying, don't go, please stay. They loved him so much. So we can think of Raghunath Das Goswami as a young, pure-hearted, saintly Vaishnava, and we can see he was the disciple of every prominent acharya in our line. His initiating spiritual master was Yadu Nandana Charja, who was a great, Raghunath Das Goswami described him himself as a great and powerful acharya. And he would associate with Haridas Thakur, who loved him, who was in the village chanting Hare Krishna. And then he got the mercy at Panihati of Nityananda Prabhu. And then he became the disciple of Swarup Damodar, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he came to Vrindavan and accepted internally Srila Rupa Goswami as his life and soul, and accepted instructions from Sanatan Goswami. And His Holiness Satchinandana Maharaj, he gave that prayer, which was composed, very beautiful prayer that was composed by Raghunath Das Goswami. Vairagya Yog Bhakti Vasam Prayatnai Apayam Mam Anavipsamandam Kripam Bhutirya Paraduka Duki Sanatana Tam Prabham Asra Dharami. I take shelter of Sanatana Goswami. Kripambu here, who is an ocean of mercy. Paraduka Duki. He had no suffering except he was concerned for others. And he gave me this Vairagya Yug Bhakti, this devotional service which is enriched with renunciation from the world. So, such a wonderful personality. I'll just finish quickly. This Sadgoswami Astakam so nicely describes all the qualities. And Prabhupada spoke many nice things also about this verse. Prabhupada gave a commentary on the verse.
Chapvatur namase shamangalapati Shreem sadhatu chara Bhuvadi nadanesha kaukarunaya Kaukina kanta sita Gopi bhavar samrita dilahari
Prabhupada discussed the essence of renunciation. Chakvaturnam asesha mandala padi shrenim sada tuchava. Tucha means nothing, bat means like nothing. Chakva, they gave up, shrenim, aristocracy, as if it was insignificant. Why? Bhutva dina ganesha gao karunaya kopina kantasita. They simply wore kopins and kunti mala. Why? Bhutva dina ganesha gao karunaya, out of compassion, bhutva dina, for the poor people of the world, to give Krishna consciousness. So out of that mood they renounced everything. Now Prabhupada gave a commentary on this verse. He said, just like our Giriraj Maharaj, I read this, and he described how his father came to Calcutta and offered $1 million if he would come back home. And Giriraj Maharaj said, why do I need that? I'm happy in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada used that verse. So the six Goswamis, they had all qualities of Krishna consciousness that we should emulate. And more can be said, but I think we should keep some time schedule. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, oh premāna ki
jai. He did not have any residential quarters. And one day when he went to take water from Radha Kund, there were two tigers that had also come to take water, and at any moment they could have pounced upon Raghunath Das and devoured him. So Lord Krishna personally came and protected Raghunath Das. From within the hearts of the tigers, he protected Raghunath Das. And Srila Sanatana Goswami happened to witness this scene. And he thought, this is not good. This is not good. That Lord Krishna has to come to do service for Raghunath Das. Another time Raghunath Das was chanting the holy names of Krishna, completely absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna, and the hot sun was beating over him. And Srimati Radharani herself came and held out her sari to create an umbrella over the head of Raghunath Das. So Sanatana Goswami decided Raghunath Das should have at least some simple bhajan kutir. And Sanatana Goswami, as a service to Raghunath Das, personally constructed or arranged for the construction of the bhajan kutir. And since then, Vaishnavas, even the most renounced Vaishnavas in Raja, they do generally accept bhajan kutir. And there are many such bhajan kutirs in Radhakund. When we continue with our parikrama, we will come to one corner where there are so many bhajan kutirs. Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. And that place is very significant because it's just at the corner where Radha Kund and Shama Kund intersect. And there Shyam Sundar and Srimati Radhika used to take bath. And of course, although one may be externally very poor, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in relation to the Goswamis, they were internally very rich. As we've heard, Raghunath Das Goswami would take only one leaf cup of buttermilk every 2 or 3 days. But his devotees could not bear his extreme renunciation. And therefore, one devotee anyway, one day Raghunath became sick, and although devotees tried to cure him, he would not get better. So after 3 days, one of the devotees brought one doctor from Mathura to diagnose and treat Raghunath Das Goswami. So the doctor announced that Raghunath was suffering from indigestion due to overeating. So all of the disciples, all the devotees became very upset that he's only eating one small leaf cup of buttermilk every 2 or 3 days. But Raghunath Das Goswami said that what the doctor said is true. 3 nights ago there was a big festival in the spiritual world and I ate too much sweet rice. Just briefly about the significant meeting between Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed Srila Prabhupada, as you know. He was very distressed by the fighting amongst the disciples in Gaudiya Math. And he said, one day there will be fire. And then he turned to Srila Prabhupada and instructed him that if you ever get money, print books. When there's too much material opulence, there's chance for fighting for rooms and facilities. But with books, there's not much to fight over, although if one wants, one can fight over anything. But the purport, in one sense, the purport is that we should become strong in Krishna consciousness, and that will allow us to So, thank you very much. Please excuse us for monopolizing the facilities, and Hare Krishna. Everyone stay in one line. First stopping is Team Samadhi, the Samadhi Mandirs of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami at your left, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in the middle, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami on the right. They all disappear from this world on the same exact day in different years. And we offer our prayers and obeisances at their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.